We're up to the top line of Lamed Vav Min Aleph. So we, the Gemara quoted a brisa before that the reason that a person cannot eat matzah of tevel is because it has to be grain that had the grain been chametz, it would have been also because of chametz. Masha Engin, if the grain is also not because of chametz but because of some other reason, then you can't use that grain in a case that you made it into matzah to be a tzirchi of matzah. So on that we asked, what do you mean it's not also because of chametz? You're right that it's also because of another reason, but that, how does that take off the issur chametz? It's also because of chametz. So the Gemara wanted to say the first teretz that Reb Sheshet said that this is going like the sheet of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds ein iser chal al iser. Once something's aser for one reason, it doesn't become aser again for another reason. So once it was tevel from before Pesach, so when Pesach hits and now the iser chametz wants to be chal on it, ein iser chal al iser, and it can't become aser again. So it's indeed true that it's only aser because it's tevel and not because it's chametz. So the Gemara continues, Ravina Amar, top line. Ravina says another teretz. Afilu Tamei Rabbanan, you don't have to say it's like Reb Shimon who holds Ein Isser Chalalis. So you could even say it's going like the Rabbanan, like the other Tanoim who hold that Isser could be Chalal Isser. But nonetheless, what the Braisa means to say is Mishi Yisur Mishum Baal Teichol Chametz Bovad. It means produce, grain, that's only also because of chametz. Yotzeh, which excludes this grain as tevel, she'ein isur mishum bal teichol chametz, bilvad, that its isur is not only because of bal teichol chametz, ela af mishum bal teichol tevel, but it's also because of tevel. I mean, when the Baisa said before that it's not also because of chametz, it didn't mean it's not, that there is no isur chametz. Of course there's an isur chametz. All I meant to say is it's not only also because of chametz, but rather it's also because of tevel. So on that, the Gemara challenges midi bilvad ksiv. The Torah just says that it has to have an iser chametz. Where does it say that it has to only have an iser chametz? So Elo says the Gemara machver to kiddur Reb Sheshet. You have to say that the better teretz is like the first teretz, like Reb Sheshet's teretz. That we have to be going like the sheet of ein iser chal iser. And according to that sheet, so then it's taka true. It's not also because of chametz, because Alib Demis, once it's also because of tevel, and iser chal iser, and the iser chametz would have not taken effect on top of the iser of tevel. Tana Rabbanan. Yachol yoytze adam yedeche vasi b'maiser sheni b'Yerushalayim. Says the Braisa, I would think that if a person's eating maiser sheni in Yerushalayim, which is permitted, right, that's what you're supposed to do with Maaser Sheni. If you don't redeem it, what you're supposed to do is take it up to Yerushalayim and eat it there. So I would think that if on Pesach he's in Yerushalayim eating Maaser Sheni, he would be Yoytze Yitzchiv of Achilas Matzah. Talmud Leimer says the Baisa, no, he's not Yoytze. Why not? Because it says Lechem Oini. Matzah is called Lechem Oini. And we darshan Misha Nechal Be'aninus. Oini, even though it's spelled with an ayin, we're going to darshan oini as if it was spelled with an aleph, which is a lashon of aninus, which like an of avelus. So we say that it's lechem that could be eaten while a person's in oinin. Yotzeh, which excludes ma'aser sheni she'einu nechal be'aninus, that's not allowed to be eaten be'aninus ela besimcha, only at a time that a person's besimcha. That's the shita of Rabbi Yisaglili. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Rabbi Kiva says no. Matzah is riba. Since we have many times the word matzah is in the pasuk referring to the matzah of one is yoytze his chiv of achilas matzah, so its marbe comes to include even matzah that cannot be eaten by a ninus, meaning even matzah of ma'aser sheni, one nonetheless could be yoytze with it. It seems that from here he would have had to darshan the ayni if he didn't have a raya otherwise. And the Gemara is going to ask, right, what else does he darshan from ayni in a few minutes? So it sounds like had he had no other drasha for it, or had he had no other indication, he would be forced to darshan this lechem ayni. So in Cain, once you have a riboy matam alem lechem ayni, so what now am I going to do with lechem ayni? Yesterday's Gemara, it's coming to exclude a dough that was kneaded with wine, oil, or honey, that it, since it's not the lechem of an ani, of a poor man. It's not a poor man's bread. These are ingredients that he can't afford. So therefore, you can't use such a matzah to be yoytzi yechiyuv of achilas matzah. The Gemara explains, my time with Rabbi Akiva. What's the sorah of Rabbi Akiva? Why does he say at the end of the day that this is included in the ribui of matzahs, and he doesn't darshan oini? That seems to be the more pashut pshat in the pasuk. So he says, miksiv lechem oini oniksiv. If you look at the way the pasuk is written, it's not spelled with a vav, it's spelled chaser. So if anything, it sounds more like oni than oini. If it would be spelled with a vav mali, we read it oini, so we wouldn't be able to darshan oni. And instead, we would have to darshan something. So the closest is to say to switch the ayin with the aleph and darshan oini as aninus. But now that it's spelled chaser oni, so then we darshan lechem oni. It has to be a poor man's bread to exclude matzah ashira. Rabbi Yosi Aglili will tell you no. Mi karinan oni, oini karinan. It's not red oni, it's red oini. And he holds that the ikar is, like, there's always the machlokes, if we look at the Masoreis, look at the way it's written, or we look at the mikra, the way it's read. So he says the way it's read is oini, so if anything, the ikar drasha is oini, and therefore we have to darshan that it's a lashon of aninus. Rabbi Akiva says, Haidik rin bei oini kedishmul. That which we read in oini is coming to tell us like Shmuel, meaning even though the ikar is the way it's written, and that's why he tells us that it's a lashon of ani, but nonetheless he can't ignore the way it's read, and therefore what is he going to do with the way it's read? He has to say that that's coming for Shmuel's halacha. The Amar Shmuel, lechem ani is lechem sha'oinin alav dvarim harbi. That another thing about the matzah is it has to be lechem sha'oinin alav dvarim harbi, means it has to be there b'shas that you say the Haggadah and the Hallel, that you say dvarim harbi, many words, the Haggadah and the Hallel on the matzah, in front of the matzah. Frag the Gemara, v'savar Rebbe Kiva, isa shen elayisha b'yayin shem v'vash loy. Is it so that Rebbe Kiva holds that a dough that's kneaded with wine, oil, or honey may not be used? V'tanya, didn't we learn in a b'risa, ein loshen isa b'pesach b'yayin shem v'vash? One may not knead a dough on Pesach with these ingredients, with either wine, oil, or honey. And if he did, it has to be burnt right away. I mean, like the Gemara is going to explain soon, according to this Shita, he holds that these things become chametz faster than regular, and therefore you can't take a chance with it, and l'chatchila, you're not supposed to make such a dough, and even b'dieved, once you did make such a dough, we don't trust that it didn't become chametz, and we say you're mechuyev to burn it right away. Yocham say that no, you may eat such a dough. We could trust you that you watched it properly to make sure that it didn't become chametz. The other Rebbe Kiva, on that said Rebbe Kiva, Shabbosi Hoysa Eitzo Rabbi Yezer Rabbi Shua. I spent a Shabbos once by Rabbi Yezer and Rabbi Shua. Veloshti Lahem, and I needed for them Isa B'yayim V'shemen, and Isa, a dough with wine, oil, with dvash and honey. Veloyam Ruli Dover, and they didn't say a word. That means obviously it's mutter. They didn't object. Oh, so we're going to get to that in a second. They didn't say anything to me. They didn't object. Must be that it's okay. The Ava Bishain Loshin says the Gemara, even though you can't knead with these ingredients, Mikatsvimba, you could, after the dough is already formed to the shape that you want, you could baste it, you could spread a layer on top with these things, because that little bit and at that end, sort of late in the game, is not going to make it become chametz. And the Gemara explains that some of the Tanakhama, this is referring to the Tanakhama, according to the second opinion, it's mutter even to need. But even according to the Tanakhama that one may not need, nonetheless, at least Mekatzvin, he may do. That's the Shita of the Tanakhama. However, the Chachamim say, Eshaloshim by any ingredient that you could use for the kneading itself, Mekatzvin boy, then you could use it for the Kita, for the basting on top as well. V'ashayin loshim boy, but that which you can't use for the kneading, in Mekatzvin boy, we don't even allow you to do Mekatzvin with it. We don't even allow you to baste with it. V'shavin, but everybody agrees, she'ein loshin is the isur b'poishrim, that one may not knead the dough with warm water, and the reason is that warm water also activates the chimutz, and it makes it become chametz much faster, and therefore one may not take a chance and knead the dough with warm water. Instead, he has to use water that's cool. But bottom line, what do we see? According to Rabbi Akiva, one may use a dough that's kneaded with all these ingredients, with wine, with honey, with oil. So how could we say before that one's not yet to yischi with them? So says the Gemara, lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Habi yomtev rishon, habi yomtev sheni. On the first day of Yontiv, one can't use it, because to be Yotzi his chiyuv, and the first day is a little bit lav dafka, it means dafka the first night, which is a mitzvah. So over there, the first night, which is a mitzvah, Barav Tefu Matzah, is to be Yotzi your chiyuv, so that we have before, it has to be lechem oni, it has to be a poor man's bread, not matzah ashira, and therefore, he's not Yotzi if he uses a dough that's mixed with these ingredients. But Yom Tov Sheni, the rest of Pesach, where he's not coming to be Yoytza, the Chiyuv of Achilas Matzah, over there, there's no requirement to eat Matzah the rest of Pesach. All there is you can't eat Chametz. So by default, if you want to wash, you have to eat Matzah. So over there, there's no problem, lahalacha, eating Matzah Ashira. And that's when Rabbi Akiva said that as far as the mitzvah is concerned, there's no problem. As far as the Chashash Chimutz is concerned, like the Tanakhama of that Bais, the Amachoshin, that it will become chametz, you could watch it properly from becoming chametz, and therefore the rest of Pesach, you have no problem eating this matzah that was kneaded with yayin shemen or devash. K'da'amin Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi lebnei, like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said to his children, Yuma kama, the first day, which again is the matzah that you need for the chiv of achilas matzah, le'tolei sheli b'chalba, don't need the dough together with milk, because milk as well, it's a chashuv thing, it's an expensive ingredient, and a poor man wouldn't use milk to knead his dough. Mikam ve'eloch, the rest of Yontiv, where it's only because you can't eat chametz, you have to eat matzah, but there's no chiyuv to eat matzah, so over there you're not coming to be yotzei any chiyuvim, so leshuli b'chalba, if you want, you could knead it together with milk. Frekti Gemara, nothing to do with Arachayim, with Hilchas Matzah, but we have a problem in Yeredeya. How are you allowed to knead the dough with milk? Vatanya, didn't we learn in a brisa, and we had this a few blot ago last week, that in Lashonis Isha B'chalav, one may not make a dough together with milk. V'im Lashonis, he did make a dough, he did knead a dough together with milk, Kalapasa Surah, all the bread that was needed from that dough is usher, and even if you're planning on eating it just with salt or with anything else that's parv, nonetheless we do not allow you to eat it because you may come to do an avera, meaning you might forget that the dough is dairy, is milking, and you might end up eating it with bread, with meat. So how is he allowed to do it? Nothing to do with Hilchos Pesach. On Pesach it's not a problem of chametz, but why don't you at least have a problem that you're not allowed to make dairy bread? So says the Gemara, you're right. Ella Hachi Kama, we obviously quoted the story a little bit wrong. Rather, this is what Rabbi Shua ben Levi said. Yuma Kama, on the first day of Yontiv, leitei lishuli b'duvsha. Don't mix it with honey. So honey obviously is not a problem of being dairy, it's only a problem of matzah shira. So on the first day you can't knead your dough with honey. Mikama ela, but the rest of Yontiv, leitei b'duvsha, then you could do it with honey. They're all obviously passing like they're all passing like Rabbi Kiva. You're allowed to do it even like Chachila. Or we could answer La Ilan Bechelba. Then no, Enechanami. Hitaka permitted his children to knead it even with milk. We just said before, you're not allowed to make a dairy dough. You're not allowed to make a bread that's milky. Teretzizki Amalat Ravina, like Ravina said. Ke'ein Tura, like he said elsewhere, that you're allowed to make a small amount. Rashi says, like the size of the eye of a shar, which is obviously a mushel, but means to say a little bit that you'll eat in one shot, so that it won't be left over if you're planning on eating it right away. So right now, you're not going to forget that it's dairy. And the fact that you'll leave it for later on, and you might later eat it with meat, you're not going to eat it because you just made one serving size of it. So Hachanami came to her. So that's what Rabbi Shulman Levi was saying to his children as well. You could knead it on Pesach with challah if you're making a small amount, one serving size, because then it's going to get eaten right away, and it doesn't have that iser of making dairy bread. Then the brisa that we quoted before continued and said, "V'shavin." Everybody agrees she'in lashon ha'isa v'poshim, that you can't use warm water to knead your dough. Frakti Gemara, Ma'ishnami Menachis. Why is this any different than a carbon mincha? But we know that the Torah says, "Kol sar v'chol devash le'saktiv v'menu isha l'Hashem." One, any of the karbanis are now out of bichametz. All the menachas that were brought had to be matzah. And nonetheless, it says in the Mishnah, "Kol ha-menachos," all the menachas that they used to bring, "nilayshus b'poishrim," they were kneaded with warm water. U'mishamran, and the person who was kneading them would be shamer them, would watch them, shalayachmitzu, to make sure to do it quickly, and in order that they shouldn't become chametz. So we see that we do trust the person to make a dough with warm water and not become chametz. So why, with regard to Hilchos Pesach, do we say that you can't make a dough with warm water? So the Gemara answers him, Amru bezrizim. If we said such a halacha by his reason, by people who were careful, Kayanim's reason aim, so in the Beis HaMikdash, when they did the mincha, it was done with zrizim, with people who knew how to be careful. So them, they were permitted to do it with warm water. Yevim b'she'ein zrizim, should we say that should be true everywhere else, where anybody can make a dough, and not necessarily that there's zrizim, and then we should trust them that they can make the dough without letting it become chametz. Therefore we said, for the hamoinam, if they're coming to make a dough, and we're not going to stop being mechalik between one person who could and one person who can't. So we said, besides the Beis HaMikdash, no one can make a dough with warm water. Frakti Gemara Ihochi, if we rely on the fact that the Kehanim are Zrizim, and that's why we permit you to make a mincha with warm water, so milsas nami losses. So why don't we let them, before you grind the flour, they should let them, they used to soak the kernels a little bit and crush them in order to get off the outer layers, the impurities, before they ground it. And this way the flour that comes out is much more fine flour. And nonetheless, we know by a carbon mincha, like we're going to say in a minute, we didn't let them do lesisa. So bishlam, if we don't trust them, because once you're playing with water, you could allow it to get wet in a way that doesn't become chametz, so I understand why we didn't let them do it. But if you're saying that the kayanim are zrizim, so why don't they let them do this lesisa, this process of wetting it and removing the outer layers by a carbon mincha? Allah Amar Rab Zeir, why did Rab Zeir say Amar Rabbi Bar Yirmi Amar Shmuel in the name of Rabbi Bar Yirmi, who said in the name of Shmuel, the chitin shom menachis, the wheat that was used for the carbon mincha, ain leisin I saw. They did not do the sisa to it because we were afraid that if they would do so, it would become chametz. So the Gemara answers, Lisha bezrizim ika, because the Lisha, the kneading, was done bezrizim, was done with the kehanim, who are zariz, who are careful. However, the lesisa less of his reason, because when you brought it to the Beis HaMikdash, you brought flour. That means the flour was already ground from before. So that wasn't done by his reason. Therefore, we can't trust you to do lesisa.
Is that kind of a bother, though, that the guy who's baking these for himself versus if he's selling them the ship? Doesn't sound like
the Quran. Okay, so the Gemara's going to get to that in a second. It's true. The Kaanim didn't do the Lisha either, which the Gemara is going to get to in a minute. And a Chanami. Right, the Gemara of Elisha mi'isa bizrizim, is it so like we're answering that the Lisha, the kneading, was done by the Kaanim who was Rizim? Vaksiv, doesn't it say in the Pasuk, V'yotzak ala Hashem, and it says in the Pasuk that they pour oil onto the Mincha, which was done by many Menachas after it was already baked. Because what happened was the ones that were chalas or rakikim, they were baked first, they were crumbed up, and then they poured in oil and they mixed it with oil. So the pasuk says, "V'yatzak al shemen v'nasan alel levayna," and then it says to bring it to the kohen. So it's mashma ve'via la kohen, which is the beginning of the following pasuk. It's mashma mikmitz me'elach, only from the kmitz and on, after the oil was already put in and mixed up, that's when they brought it to the kohen, because that's from the next avodah, which is the kmitz taking the handful out, that's where it requires a kohen. Mikmitz me'elach mitzvah kuna liman ayitzikah belida, but the pouring of the oil and the mixing it with the oil, shekshere b'chalalim, that's kosher even with a regular person. And kol shekein, what's before the mixing of the oil, which is the grinding and the baking, for sure, all of that was done by the owner. And like you said, Uri, most menachos were baked by the person before it was brought to the kohen. So if that's the case, what does it mean that the lisha is bizrizim? So the Gemara answers, lisha, the kneading, nihi, the bizrizim, laka enchanami, wasn't done by the kehanim, But b'makom's reason b'isa. At the end of the day, it was done in the Azara where the Kehanim are around. And since the Kehanim are around, so even though it's the Bayim who are doing it, the Kehanim are there standing on top of them and instructing them and making sure that they did it properly. So we could trust the Kehanim that are overseeing to make sure that it's going to be done properly. The Amarmar, like we said, Belila Ksher Bazar, the mixing with the oil, is kosher if it's done by a non-Kohen. However, Chutz L'Chaim is Azar, Psuga, but it cannot be done out of the Azar. Lachuki L'sisa, which excludes the L'sisa, the crushing of it, the Enem is reason, the Levin Malkum is reason, that not only wasn't it done by Kehanim, it wasn't done by people who are reason, it wasn't even done in the place where reason are. Because it doesn't even have to be done in the Azar. So over there, there's no Kehanim overseeing, and that's why we didn't allow by a regular Micha for the L'sisa process to be done. Why is this any different than the Michas HaOmer, the one that's brought on the 16th of Nisan, the second day of Pesach? The Tanya, Michas HaOmer, it says in the Baisa that the Michas HaOmer was crushed with this water, and then they would pile it up in order that the water should drain and not allow the kernels to become chametz. So we see that we did do the Sisa on a Micha. So my answer is Tzibur Shani. Over there, it was a tzibur. The carbon micha was a micha that belongs to the tzibur. So a carbon tzibur, we could assure, Bezin is in charge, and we could assure only professionals do it, and only people who know how to do the tzibur in a way that it won't become chametz. But a regular micha, even though it's done b'makim's reason, since it's not done b'makim's reason, like we said before, the karam are not overseeing, and there's no way to guarantee that professionals are doing it. So over there, we taka can't trust that the lesisa should be done. Torah Rabbanan. Yachol yoytzi adam yidechei vasoi bibikurim. I would think that a person could be yoytzi his chiyuv of achilas matzah with bikurim. Meaning, if a kohen who gets the bikurim got wheat for bikurim or barley for bikurim, he could take that wheat and that barley and make it into a matzah and be yotze his chiyuv of achilas matzah with this grain that he got that was bikurim. Talmud loimar, and that the pasuk says bechol moshe yisechem toichlu matzah, is you should eat matzah in all your dwelling places wherever you live, whether it's Yerushalayim or whether it's out of Yerushalayim, you have a chiyuv of achilas matzah. So we darshin matzah hanecheles bechol moshe yisechem. It has to be matzah that you could eat wherever you are. Yotze Bikurim, which excludes Bikurim, she'en nechon b'chol moshe yisechem. Bikurim may not be eaten b'chol moshe yisechem, because Bikurim could only be eaten in Yerushalayim. Elav Yerushalayim, it can't be eaten wherever you are, it can only be eaten in Yerushalayim, and therefore Bikurim cannot be used to be yotze the chiv of achilas matzah. Now the Rishonim asked the question, once we say this, we could have really said this by Maaser Sheni as well. Maaser Sheni also has to be eaten specifically in Yerushalayim, the same way Bikurim does. So really, Rabbi Yosef, really, in this Brisa, who holds of the drasha of Bechol Moshe Seichem, so in the previous Brisa, he didn't have to come out to the drasha of Lechem Oini, Misha Necha Baninos, he could have just said it because it's not Necha Bechol Moshe Seichem. So one of the tutum that the Rishonim give is that you gain, there were periods in time that Maaser Sheni could be eaten Bechol Moshe. Let's say when the Mishkan, between Mishkan Shiloi and the Beis HaMikdash, there was a period of time of 57 years that was a Noven given. And at that point in time, Bamas were Mutter, and therefore Maaser Sheni could be eaten anywhere. So at that point in time, it was eaten Bechol Moshe. So during those 57 years, Moshe Seichem wouldn't knock out Maaser Sheni. But nonetheless, the Drasha of Lechem Oini is more inclusive, because that even in those 57 years, an Oinin couldn't eat it. So that's why Lagavi Maaser Sheni, he darsh in Lechem Oini to say that it could never be eaten. Bikurim doesn't have that drasha, but at least the drasha of Bechol Moshe Yisechem. So during the Mishkan Shiloh or during the Beis HaMikdash, when it had to be brought to Yerushalayim or to Shiloh respectively, so then it's not Necha Bechol Moshe, and at that point in time you cannot be Yitzhak with Bikurim. Right, because there's no Kedush Yerushalayim at that point in time. Rabbi Kiva says a different drasha. Again, how do we know that you cannot use Bikurim to be yoti yechila lechilas matzah. It says Rabbi Kiva, because we have a hekesh of matzah tomorrow. Because it says our matzah is merim yechila. We have a hekesh of matzah tomorrow. So ma mara she'en bikurim, just like mara cannot be bikurim, because bikurim is only from the shivas aminim, and none of the shivas aminim are mara. So obviously mara can't be bikurim. Av matzah she'en bikurim. So to matzah has to be dafka one wheat or barley that's not bikurim. E, if you compare matzah to mara, so maybe you should say ma mara she'en b'mina bikurim. Maybe take it a step further. Just like Marah, not only is it itself not Bikurim, but it's not even the species, the type that could become Bikurim. So, Av Matzah She'en B'mina Bikurim. So then, Hu Adin Matzah, maybe you shouldn't bring something that's Ein B'mina Bikurim. And that means to say, Oitzi Chitim Misayim. So then you should say that you cannot use either wheat or barley for the Chiyuv of Achilas Matzah. Because even if they're not Bikurim themselves, at least from their min, from their type, Bikurim may be brought. So, maybe I should exclude wheat and barley, sheyesh b'min and Bikurim, because you could use that type for Bikurim. Talmud Leimer, matzah is riba. So, on that we have the drasha of, like Rabbi Kiva Lashitase, he brought many times already, the drasha of matzah is riba. E matzah is riba, if we have a riba of matzah is to include at least the matzah that has in its type bikurim, so then after the bikurim nami, so then not only in its type is it permitted to have bikurim, but maybe if it's bikurim literally, it should still be included for matzahs that it may be used. So says the Gemara, Hadar Rebbe Kiva. So Rebbe Kiva was chayzer from this drasha, and he in a moment is going to learn exclude bikurim from a different drasha. Now over here, you could ask the kasha. Whenever we have two opposing drushas, we do this all the time. One drusha says you could use it, one drusha says you can't use it, so we have to make up shara between the two drushas. And we'll say you could. The inclusion is coming to include the min, and the exclusion is to exclude the one that's literally bikurim. So why didn't the Gemara do that over here? So Taisus answers, like, for some reason the Gemara held themselves that you can't be mechalat. It doesn't really explain it, but for some reason the Gemara is not happy with it, and therefore the Gemara says that Rabbi Kiva was chayzer from this drasha, and instead he makes a different drasha, the Tanya. Like we learn in the Braisa, Yochol, I may think yaitzi al b'midei chavasa b'bikurim, a person could be yaitzi as chiyuv of achilas matzah by using grain that came from bikurim. Tam alayim b'chol meshuy sekem toichlu matzah. You have to eat matzah in all your meshus wherever you live. So that teaches us matzah nechelas b'chol meshus. It has to be matzah that's capable of being eaten anywhere, yatsa bikurim, which excludes bikurim, she'enin nechalam b'chol meshuis, that may not be eaten anywhere, ela b'Yerushalayim, only specifically in Yerushalayim. Yocho, I may think, shani meitzi av meiser, she'eni, that I may exclude, if I'm making a drasha of meshuis seichem, to exclude bikurim, so then, by the same token, I could exclude Ma'aser She'eni as well, because Ma'aser She'eni also has to be eaten specifically in Yerushalayim, and it's not Nechal B'chol Meshuis. Talmud Lomar, Matzah is Riba. On that, I'll tell you that Matzah is Riba comes to include that you could use Bikurim, you could use Ma'aser She'eni, because it says Matzah is Riba to include Ma'aser She'eni. Umar Reyes, why do you see the Rabbis Ma'aser She'eni include Ma'aser She'eni from Matzah is Riba Ula Haitzi Bikurim and exclude Bikurim from the fact that it's not Nechol B'chol Meshuis? Maybe say the opposite, include Bikurim and exclude Ma'aser She'eni. Teretz is, Marba Ani Ma'aser She'eni She'yesh Lo Yehetar B'chol Meshuis. I am Marba, I will include Ma'aser She'eni because Itake has a heter to be eaten anywhere because Rebbe Lazar like Rebbe Lazar. Meaning to say, Ma'aser She'eni as that is, cannot be eaten v'chol meshuis, because as of now, it has kedusha, and it can only be in Yerushalayim. But you could always be paidit. So Ma'aser She'eni always has the potential to be eaten v'chol meshuis. Teretz is, why would Rabbi Yosef really say that it may not be eaten v'chol meshuis? Because there is a point in time that you can't be paidit Ma'aser She'eni anymore. Once Ma'aser She'eni gets into Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to be paidit anymore. That's called klita. Once it gets it's gathered in by the walls of Yerushalayim, so now you can't be paid anymore. It's a machlokes rishonim if that's the rice or that's the rabbanon, but for sure that's the halacha that it cannot be paid anymore once it's in Yerushalayim. Once it went into Yerushalayim, even if it was taken out, as long as it's in Yerushalayim, even with the rice, you can't be paid it. So that's why Rabbi Yossi HaGlili held that that's what we're talking about over here. Eating Maaser Sheni Yerushalayim is not Necha B'chol Moshe, because as is, there's no way to eat it anywhere else because he can't be fighted. But as is in Yerushalayim, you can't be paid. That seems to be enough.
Between the two, Bikurim is clearly more.
Yeah, Anachanami. Anachanami. Some Rishonim want to bring a raya from here that it's Taka Derisa. It's Anachanami. But so that's Rabbi Yossi HaGlili's taina, that since it's not Nechal B'chol Meishvois, that's why it's excluded. On that, Rabbi Kiva answers back, no, there is still a way that you could eat Maaser, that you could still eat Maaser Sheni B'chol Meishvois. Means even though the Maaser Sheni already went into Yerushalayim, there's still a way to be paided. And that is Rabbi Elazar, like Rabbi Elazar. What's Rabbi Elazar? We're going to say in a moment. Umaytzani Bikurim, and we'll exclude the Bikurim, that Bikurim is considered a Nechal B'chol Meishvois, Sheim Lam Heter B'chol Meishvois, because they don't have a Heter B'chol to be eaten. There's no way to be paided Bikurim and eat it out of Yerushalayim. What's this Rebbe Lazar? The Amr Rebbe Lazar, Minayin L'Maizer Sheni Shen Nitma, how do I know if Maizer Sheni became Tomei, Shepaydenai, so that you could redeem it Afilu B'Yerushalayim, even in Yerushalayim? And even though, like we said before, once Maizer Sheni is in Yerushalayim, at least in Yerushalayim, Midaraisa, you can't be paided. Out of Yerushalayim, we said, is a Machlokes. Once it leaves Yerushalayim, if that Allah, that you can't be paided, since it went in at one point in time, if that's the Raisa, that's the Rabban. But while it's in Yerushalayim, everybody agrees you can't be paided. But there's an exception to the rule, says Rabbi Elazar. That's only as long as it's Tar. Once it becomes Tameh, and you can't eat in Yerushalayim anyway, then the Torah allows you to be paided. How do I know this? The Pasuk says, why you paid the Maaser Sheni? Literally, the Pasuk says, you're very far away, and therefore you can't carry it to Yerushalayim. That's why you're paid the Maaser Sheni. However, we darshan from that you cannot eat it. Because the lashon of se'es, like we're going to say in a moment, is a lashon of eating. That means any Maaser Sheni that you're not able to eat, whether it's because it's too far from Yerushalayim or because it's in Yerushalayim but it's tameh, you're allowed to be paid there. Shenemar, how do you know that se'es means achila? Because it says by Yosef, when he gave portions to his brothers, it says vayisa mases meis panov. They gave portions from in front of Yosef to all the brothers. So we say that the lashon of se'es is a lashon of achila, portions of food. So since if it became tamei, it could be redeemed, and once it's redeemed, it could be eaten anywhere, says Rabbi Kiva, that's enough to be considered that it's matzah anecha b'chol mokim. It potentially could be eaten anywhere, even out of Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yisrael disagrees with this, and therefore he holds that it's not matzah anecha b'chol mokim, it could only be eaten in Yerushalayim. Now coming back to us, man shamet lei, we have a brisa here. It's a stam brisa. It doesn't identify who the town of this brisa is. So the Gemara makes a cheshbon. Man shamet lei, the amr, the ma'aser sheni navebei. Who's the tana that says at the aliba de emes that one may be yotze with ma'aser sheni, and he doesn't exclude ma'aser sheni from bechol moshe seichem Rabbi Kiva? We know that's Rabbi Kiva, because in the first price we had a machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabbi Yosef Glili says one may not be yotze with Maaser Sheni, and it was Rabbi Kiva was the one who says matzah riba, just like the second price says, to say that you may be yotze with Maaser Sheni. So must be the town of this price is Rabbi Kiva. And nonetheless, the Kamemait le the Bikurim in Bechom Maaser Seichim. This same price that we established Rabbi Kiva says, why can't you eat Bikurim for Achilas Matzah, because it's excluded from B'chol Moshe Seichem? He didn't say because it's excluded from the other drasha, because it's compared a Hekesh of Matzah to Marat. Rather, he excluded it from B'chol Moshe Seichem. Shema Mina must be Hadabay, that Rabbi Kiva was chaser from that original Hekesh of Matzah Marat, like we asked before, and instead, he learned it from this drasha of B'chol Moshe Seichem. Fright Gemara, Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, typically Melechem Oini. Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, who said that Bikurim is excluded from B'chol Moshe Seichem, why did he need this new drasha of B'chol Moshe Seichem, the same way that he excluded Maaser Sheni from Lechem Oini, which tells us Mishanecha Ba'oini, something that could be eaten by Aninus, Yotzeh, which excludes this, Shein Enechal Ola B'Simcha, that could only be eaten at a time that he's B'Simcha, not when he's in the time of Aninus, in the time of Avelus. So the same way that he made that drasha for Maaser Sheni, let him use that drasha for Bikurim as well. And especially, like we explained before, this is a more inclusive drushim, because there were points in time that Maaser Sheni was Nechab B'chol Moshris, but nonetheless it was still knocked out because it was any Nechab Aninus. So why doesn't he say this drushim by Bikurim as well? Why did he come onto the drushim B'chol Moshris Sechim for Bikurim? And for the Gemara, Savala Kerb Shimon, because Rabbi Yossi Haglili holds like Rabbi Shimon, the Tanya, because we learned that Abayis said Bikurim Asurim La'inin, the Tanakhana says that an Oinen may not eat Bikurim. Rabbi Shimon Matar, Rabbi Shimon says that an Oinen may eat Bikurim. So since he can't exclude Bikurim because of Lechem Oini, if he holds like Rabbi Shimon, an Oinen may eat Bikurim, so it is a Lechem Oini. Therefore, the only way to exclude Bikurim was from Bechom Meshreis Lechem, because it's not Lechem Anecha Bechom Meshreis. My time at the Rabbanon, why did the Rabbanon say that Meiser, sorry, that Bikurim is also for an Oinen? Dechsiv, because the Pasuk says, Leisucha Lecha B'shirecha. It's the Iker Pasuk is coming to tell us that you can't eat a betuma, but the Torah gives a whole list of things that cannot be eaten. The Iker of the Pasuk is coming to say that it cannot be eaten out of Yerushalayim. And the Torah gives a whole list of things. It says, Ma'aseh degarcha tiroshcha v'yitzarecha v'chares b'karcha v'tzaynecha v'chol nederecha asher tida v'nitveisecha u'trumas yadecha. So the last one on the list is trumas yadecha. The Omer Mar, and on that Chazal dashes, what does it mean, Chumas Yidecha? It obviously doesn't mean regular Chuma, because regular Chuma could be eaten anywhere. Rather, it means Eil Bikurim. This is Bikurim, that's called Chumas Yidecha, what you raise to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first of your crop, and you give it and you bring it to Yerushalayim to the Beis HaMikdash, that has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So now that they're all put into the same Pasuk, so even though the Ikra of the Pasuk again is coming to tell us that you're not allowed to eat out of Yerushalayim, but nonetheless, Itzkish Bikurim L'Maisa, there's a Hekish in this Pasuk from Bikurim to Maaser Sheni. Ma Maisa also L'Oinim, just like Maaser Sheni, an Oinim may not eat. A Bikurim also L'Oinim, so to Bikurim, an Oinim may not eat. Reb Shimon who says that an Oinim is allowed to eat Bikurim, what does he do with this Hekish? He tells us Truma Karinu Rachmana. The Torah called the Truma, like we just said, it's called Trumas Yadcha. So yes, there is a Hekesh of Maaser Sheni, but the Maaser at the end of the day, the Torah called it Truma, and that's stronger than the Hekesh, that overrides Hekesh, and it says that it has the halachas of Truma. Kitruma, just like Truma. Ma Truma, just like Truma. We know the halacha is Muteres La'inin, and Einin, a Kayin who's an Einin may eat Truma. And this, the Gemara Darshan's in Yevam, is from the fact that it says a Zar, non-Kohen may not eat Truma, and it says it in extra time, so that one of them comes to say that Dafka Zarus is not allowed to eat Truma, but Aninus may eat Truma. So once we know that Truma is allowed to be eaten by an Ainin, so Apikurim, which is called Truma, Mutter L'Ainin, is Mutter for an Ainin to eat. Fact, the Gemara of Reb Shimon, Nihide Hekish Lesley, he doesn't hold of the Hekish to Meiser because he holds that the fact that it's called Truma overrides that. But Simcha Mia, Michtav Ksivabu, but it says Simcha explicitly by Bikurim. So if that's the case, then it should be all bets are off. The Pasuk says Meferish, you have to eat it B'Simcha, which should exclude Aninus. Dixiv, V'samachta B'Cholatayv, it says in the parasha of Bikurim, you should bring it to Yerushalayim, and V'samachta B'Cholatayv, you should be happy with all the good, with all the bounty that Hashem gives us. So if that's the case, what's the Havamina to say that an Oinen could eat Bikurim? So the Gemara answers, Ha'ul is man simcha u'dasa. That pasuk of V'samachta B'Cholatayv doesn't tell us that it has to be eaten while the person is B'Simcha, to exclude when he's an Einin, but rather it means that the Bikurim has to be brought in a time that a person is B'Simcha, and not at a time that a person is not B'Simcha, which means to say, that now, like we learned in the Mishnah, Meseches Bikurim, Me'atzeres V'arachag, from Shavuos until Sukkis, may be the Kari, so that's the time that a person could bring Bikurim, and when he brings Bikurim, he reads the Parsha of Mikra Bikurim, that Parsha of Aramia Ovid Ovi, till the end of the Parsha. Why from Shavuos? Because before Shavuos, even though the Omer, which is brought on Pesach, is Matar Chodosh for the rest of Eretz Yisrael, but in the Beis HaMikdash, the new grain is not able to be brought until Shavuos, until the Shtei Alechem was brought. That's what the Shtei Alechem was called Bikurim, meaning it's the first carbon from the new crop. So until shuas it may not be brought. Once shuas comes, the shtei lechem is brought. So then that's the beginning of the season of bringing bikurim, and only until sukkis. Why until sukkis? Because up to sukkis, that's the time that you're harvesting. That's when the farmer is happy with his grain. So that's what Chazal called the zman of simcha. When you're happy with your grain, that's the time that you're supposed to bring bikurim, and then you could bring bikurim, and because you're besimcha, you could do the parsha of mikra bikurim. Me'achar v'achanukah, after Sukkot, until Chanukah, maybe, if he didn't bring Bikurim as of yet, he could still bring Bikurim. However, ein kairei, he can't read anymore. Since it's not anymore this Zman HaSimcha, it's not the time that you're happy with the grain. The harvest season is over. That emotion already passed. So he can no longer do the parsha mikra bikurim. Nonetheless, he still brings. However, once it hits Chanukah, he can't even bring anymore. And that Rashi explains, because we have a drasha, you can only bring bikurim as long as it's still found available in the field. Once Chanukah passes, you won't even find those crops in the field anymore. So then you can't bring bikurim whatsoever. Forget about reading it. Not you can't even bring it. Tana Rabbanan, lechem oini. The pasuk again says lechem oini, so prat lecholut ulashisha. That excludes again. This is going with the drosha of oni that we darshened in the beginning of the daf, that it has to be dafka poor man's bread, not made in a chashav way. Therefore, it excludes cholut, which is made with boiling water, which is a fancy way of making it that only a rich person would do. A poor man wouldn't make such fancy bread. Ulashisha, we'll see soon what ashisha is, but it's some type of big chash of a loaf that, because of the way it's made and its size, is something that a poor man would never make, and therefore, again, it's not considered lechem oni. Yachol, I may think that if you're mechuyev to have lechem oni, so then lo yeitzi adam yedechev vasei ela pasadra. So maybe we'll go to the opposite extreme. Maybe the only way to be yeitzi yechi of matzah is to have pasadra. Pasta that has no beauty to it whatsoever, meaning to say it has to be made with coarse flour, very coarse, low quality bread. But anything that's nicer than that, fine sifted flour, or any type of niceness that it has to it, maybe already that's a chesaron in lechem oini, and one may not be yotze with that. Tamalomer matzis riba. Again, we have the ribuy of matzahs. It says matzahs many times to include that you could use any matzah, even if it is fine sifted flour, and even if it's nice, as long as it's not over the top nice, like we said before, like cholut and ashisha. That's a category on its own. That's excluded from lechem oni. However, the fact that you made a matzah in a nicer way, that's not that will be that will still be okay. So then why does it say lechem oini, which is masha dafka, poor man's bread? That comes to exclude cholut and sorry, I skipped a few words, by the way. Even if it's the matzah of Shlomo Melech, it's so fine flour, like Shlomo Melech had, that was obviously Shlomo Melech was known that his sudas were very expensive, like Chazal speak about all the time. So the flour that was there was very fine flour, and nonetheless, it could still be used for achilas matzah. In Cain, if that's the case, matam lechem lechem oni. So what do we learn from lechem oni, which we darshan lechem oni? Prat lecholav ashisha, only to exclude cholot and ashisha, which is made in a whole different way. So that was made in a way that an oni wouldn't do. So that's excluded. But regular matzah just used fine flour and just made nicer. So that even if it's as nice as the matzah that Shlomo Melech had, it's still considered lechem oni and it's still good to fulfill the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Where do we see that this ashisha is a lashon of a very chosh of a matzah, a very chosh of a piece of a loaf? The sieve, because it says vayichalik lechalam, he divided for the whole nation, lechalam ayin Yisrael, all the multitudes of Klal Yisrael, the meish varisha, from the men to the women, to each person chalas lechamachas, one loaf of bread, va'ashpar echad. And one ashpar, which we'll translate in a moment, v'ashisha achas, and one ashisha. The Omer Rav Chanan Bar Abba, and Rav Chanan Bar Abba explained what are these two things that he gave out in ashpar and ashisha. Ashpar is echad mishisha bapar. Ashpar is an acronym for echad shisha par, meaning he gave each person 1/6 of a par of a bull. That's how much meat they got. The ashisha achas echad, and one what does it mean an ashisha? Again, it's an acronym, echad mishisha be'efa. An ashisha is echad mishisha, again, of an efa. An efa is three saw of flour. So 1/6 of three saw is a half a saw, which is a large amount of flour. We know that the shear of challah is a little bit more than a kav. A kav is 1/6 of a saw, so it's roughly, mathematically, it's about 1/5 of a saw is the shear of challah. So a half a saw is a huge amount of bread. And each loaf was that large, so that's obviously something that a poor man doesn't have, a loaf that's made so big, and that's why it's too chashev, it's not considered lechem oni.
Is it going back on the chalas lechem, or he gave them a chalas lechem?
In addition to that, he gave him a small loaf, that's what it sounds like, he gave him a small loaf plus an ashisha. Upliga d'shmuel, and this translation that ashisha means echad mishisha be'efa, argues on Shmuel, the Amar Shmuel, because Shmuel says a different type, that Ashisha means a garba de chamra. Ashisha means a efa of wine, meaning, again, he gave him a huge amount of wine. 3 saw volume of wine would be quite a large amount of wine, and that's what he gave each person. In addition to the meat he gave him and to the bread he gave him 1 ashisha, 1 efa's worth of wine. Dixiv, how do I know that Ashisha is referring to wine, according to Shmuel, and not flour? Like it says in the Pasuk, the Ahave Ashisha Anavim, the ones who love the Ashisha Anavim, the wine that's made from grapes. So we see that the Lashon of Ashisha is used with wine. So that when going back to the first Pasuk, when he gave out to the nation an Ashisha, it says Shmuel, Mistamet means wine, that he gave him a huge amount of wine, an ephah worth of wine.
What about our
give
Montoro?
Maybe this was poor.